Next is case number 10,611, and it was the placement of the mobile home, the 24 by 44, in the lot that they had there.
Can't tell from the tax map. It appears one side is 100 foot of road frontage, and the other lot is 170. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of lots there with 50 and 60 feet of road frontage. Is it safe to assume that none have variances, or just none are built up or improved?
Yeah. Well, someone has borrowed my packet where I go by adjoining properties,
right,
to see. It's disappeared. I have to. But I don't think so. There has been any. But I'm not 100% positive with that.
No, it is a small lot, but it is. Yeah.
There are a lot of mobile homes.
There are mobile homes.
There's a lot of mobile homes there.
Yeah.
All of them, that size, over time.
And they've got, you know, they make a 40-foot model, so I don't see where they need it.
Mm-hmm. Up to 44, you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Though the 40, the 24 by 40, she said she could, that they could do that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's for sale anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
I don't say.
No, that's what I'm saying. That way, that would be all right. They'd go to 20 or 40, and it'd be fine. 60 right. foot, and you need 10 on each side. They would be in good shape. So they wouldn't need this.
I mean, the bigger the home, the more the bedrooms, the larger the septic, and you got all kinds of problems anyway.
Right. I go along with that.
So I don't see where it meets the standards for granting a variance, so I'd make a motion we deny case number 10,611.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 10,611 for the reason that it does not meet the standards for the granting of a variance. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion's carried. The case is denied.